Now, let's see, we are in Holy Spirit School, not Vacation Bible School, not Bible School, but Holy Spirit School, and it's the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, so with that, are any announcements good for the cause this morning? No, no announcements, okay.
Today's National Ice Cream Day.
Thank you. I got some ice cream in the freezer. Judy said, don't eat the ice cream while I'm gone. But then I found out it's National Ice Cream Day, and I have to do it. Just got to do it. Chocolate Bluebell. But she bought it for me. She just wouldn't allow me to eat it. Now I eat it again. She bought vanilla for herself and chocolate for me. But it's been in the freezer for weeks and weeks and weeks. And every time I think, hey, can't we have it? No. Travis is down south, visiting his son and family down there. And I'm sure they're probably going to the golf course or had been on the golf course.
They had a church sing Friday night and then church service today. And they have played golf.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So keep him in prayer as he travels back. Let's see. Anything else this morning? Thank you for being here, and thank you for coming to Holy Spirit School. I hope and pray by the end of the Holy Spirit School thing that we'll have an official graduation. One of the bad parts about over the years that some denominations or some people say, well, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you're not saved. We're going to dispel all that because a lot of that is just personal preference. The Bible don't speak to that, and the Holy Spirit don't speak to that because we as Christ followers are not second-class citizens. We accept Christ, we get in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and we don't get him in pieces. But he does give us the ability to receive some gifts. And we have the opportunity to receive some gifts.